About her death in 1989, talk to us about that and what it was she died from.
Lucy had a ruptured aorta near the heart, and they repaired that. And she was in the hospital recovering from that, on the road to recovery, and had a second one, another ruptured aorta that just took her instantly. So she wasn't ill. 3 weeks before she died, she had been at the Academy Awards with Bob Hope presenting an award to somebody looking like $1 million, going to the parties after. So she hadn't been ill.
She was 77 when she died on April 26, 1989. Were you at the funeral?
Yeah. Gary wasn't going to have us. He said, Lucy doesn't want a funeral. Well, he didn't want a funeral. Lucy Arnaz said, this is my mother. I'll have a mass for her if I want to, because the kids were raised Catholic, because Desi was Catholic. So Lucy arranged a mass in L.A., and one in Chicago, and one in New York. Three different masses at the same time on, I think it was a Monday. And I did go to the one in L.A. Friends spoke and read things. We had a producer named Tommy Thompson. Tommy had been associate producer, and I knew Tommy so well. He was tall and gorgeous and the funniest man I ever knew. I'm very close friends with his wife, too. She sold my L.A. house, in fact. But we all love Tommy Thompson. And at the funeral mass, there was recorded music playing, and all of a sudden, there kind of went clang. We were walking up the aisle after, and Tommy looked at me and says, she was here.
Oh. You know she was.
Lucy Arnaz is responsible for having those. Diane Sawyer hosted the one in New York City, I think. I can't remember who did the one in Chicago.
Did Gary attend?
He didn't.
Who were her closest friends?
Well, not always celebrities. She had some close friends that she loved working with, but Lucy had just friends that were not in show business and people that would play backgammon with her. Lucy would play backgammon as long as somebody would sit in front of her and play. She'd have little tournaments at her home, set up tables around and have backgammon tournaments. And there was a private club named Pips, because that's a backgammon term, apparently. I don't know how to play, and I never learned to play, and it's a good thing. Had I known how to play backgammon, we would never have gotten any work done. There was lots of work. I typed and took shorthand and wrote letters, but I never learned to play backgammon, and it's a good thing.